Now on the phone is the chairman of the Atlantic City Boardwalk Committee, Tom LeMaine. Tom and I were talking a couple of weeks ago, and he said, you know, I should really call him with a report after each of our meetings. And I thought, well, that sounds good to me. I'm always looking for content.
I will say this, Dave. Ever since Pinky turned over the reins of the chairmanship to me several years ago, this was probably, if not our best, one of our best meetings ever. The lineup of people who attended today, we had 35 in attendance in all, but this was the first introduction to many people of the new CRDA deputy director, Matt Daugherty. And the seating at our meetings at Boardwalk Hall is random, but it was interesting to note that the new CRDA deputy director sat next to the mayor of Atlantic City in the room. And the
who is a member of the board. We should point out that,
right.
that the mayor
was right. The mayor is always welcome to our meetings, but he showed up, and we were happy to have him on board. And he sat next to Matt Daugherty. And the first words from the new deputy director, as if this was not enough synergy with the two of them sitting together, said that the CRDA did not have enough cooperation working with the city. He said the public policy in previous years with CRDA was in error, and he said that we are working a lot closer to the city officials in Atlantic City than ever before. In addition to saying, and I quote him here, Dave, we have to stop doing stupid stuff. and he mentioned specifically the Yogi Berra Hall of Fame thing up in North Jersey that was funded by CRDA. And I told him, I said, I'm a big Yogi Berra fan. I love the guy. But this was, I guess, under the category of stupid stuff to do that with CRDA funding.
Right.
And, a lot of kudos were sent out to the Special Improvement District. The director himself was Eric Santoro. Their budget was cut a couple of years ago, and the funding was more directed to pay down the city debt. But you wouldn't know that SID skipped a beat, Dave. And the residents and people who were at the meeting heralded that by saying that the SID is doing a terrific job in the overall look of Atlantic City, if only because of parks and flowers and benches on the boardwalk and things like that, and just basically making the city look a lot sharper and cleaner.
Well, I find it unusual, and always did, that there was this almost a split between the CRDA and the city when the way the CRDA is structured, of the 19 board members, one of them always is the mayor of Atlantic City. That's by statute, or the way the CRDA is set up, is whoever is mayor of Atlantic City has a seat on the board of directors automatically for the CRDA.
But apparently that didn't go as far enough in keeping the relationship between the city and CRDA in the past years. And the new deputy director says the first thing he's going to do is to correct that. He wants to work closely with the city and work with the city in getting, to me, when you spell out the letter CRDA, that is reinvesting. That's the key word to me, reinvesting. And some of that reinvestment has been wrong. And the new deputy director says that's part of the stupid stuff that had been going on with CRDA. But some of the bullet points, Dave, he would like every meeting I go to, Dave, it's not normal unless somebody says, when is Atlantic City getting a supermarket? So one of the topics he touched right away was an effort to bring in a real grocery store to Atlantic City. Among other bullet points, residential building, market rate housing. An example he cited was the market rate housing that's going up on the Pauline's Prairie location, right, which will be opening soon. He also mentioned that the budget has been loosened up a bit because of a better relationship with the state of New Jersey. The AIT is still a no-go until 2025, because of the pay down of the Atlantic City debt. However, he still thinks he can work within that budget. This was, I thought, breaking news. This is the last year of the Miss America contract, right, in which CRDA funds over $4 million to the Miss America Miss America pageant. It looks like that is going to end at the end of this year. And I said, well, with the $4.5 million freed, is there any chance? Can we get a new fire truck? Because the fire department funding is really tough to do. And I was a judge at the Galloway Township 4th of July parade, and it really put a burr under my saddle, Dave, to see fire trucks from Mizpah, Germania, and towns like that with better equipment than Atlantic City has. And I know they're a volunteer organization in those communities, and Atlantic City is a paid fire department, but it really was, you know, disheartening to see a lot better equipment than Atlantic City has for its fire department. So, you know, and the new director said, well, are you lobbying for, you know, the fire department? I said, yes, I am. I said, this is what we do at the Boardwalk Committee meeting. We lobby for things that need to be corrected and fixed, and this is one of them. So the mayor chimed in and said, we are now reassessing our inventory to see what vehicles have to be replaced and can be replaced. And the fire chief, Scott Evans, said that sometimes the wait time is 15 years for a vehicle to be replaced, and for some reason FEMA extended it to 20. So we're trying to get around that to see if some of the equipment can be replaced a lot sooner. So that was that topic. The new deputy director says we want to see more mixed use, no more boarding houses. He said 47 rooming houses in Atlantic City is probably 47 too much. So he cited the example of the Pauline's Prairie location, which is scheduled to open pretty soon. The needle exchange, as you know, has been a topic of discussion over the past couple of months, if only because of its location on Tennessee Avenue, where several enterprises are trying to have a rebirth of that part of Atlantic City. He wants it out of there, and he has suggested a mobile unit that can travel to all parts of Atlantic County, not just Atlantic City, if the needle exchange, in fact, is to continue. A lot of people have renamed the needle exchange as the needle giveaway, but either way, the idea of a mobile unit so that it's not focused in one particular area and can still address the needs if they're there in a more proper manner. So he also mentioned that marketing, and this is probably no breaking news to you, David, the marketing of Atlantic City has been neglected. $30 million that was sent out was not targeted the right way.
I was going to say, Tom, I need to jump in there just to say, neglected, you're being very diplomatic and kind. I'll come right out and say the marketing of Atlantic City stinks compared to other places.
See, Dave, Matt Daugherty is a former mayor of a beachfront community.
Right.
And I think in many ways he gets it. And he said we should micro-target, you know, to get the people who don't know about Atlantic City, to micro-target them to come to Atlantic City. And so the whole marketing, as you said, has been non-existent.
Really?
Not only will be redirected, it'll be redeveloped or maybe developed for the first time. And he said this is a very important agenda on his schedule.
There was a purpose for the Atlantic City Alliance when it was created, and I think they were starting to maybe bark up the right tree at some point, but then the train went off the tracks, and then the ACA went away as part of the state takeover of Atlantic City, and frankly, we have no one agency that's charged with the responsibility of selling Atlantic City, and now I think that's more crucial than ever. We have two new properties open in Atlantic City instead of two more closing, and we need to bring more people to town.
Well, that was, like I said, one of the bullet points of the new deputy director of the CRDA. And I would, you know, judging from the temperature of the residents and everybody else who was at the meeting, this was all well received, as you might imagine. And it just seems like Matt Daugherty, he gets it. He knows how CRDA funding should be spent and how it should not be spent. And I think that says a lot to show you the new direction that CRDA is going to go under his leadership.
What I think is interesting about the Atlantic City Boardwalk Committee is that a lot of people think, oh, it's just for, you know, things that are needed on the boardwalk. There are nail pops. You know, there are boards that need to be replaced. It's much more than that.
Well, I open every meeting saying that, David. And our, you know, our motto and our agenda is to, you know, get things done, get things corrected. If you come with a concern or a problem or a complaint, we try to put you in touch with somebody who can do something about it. And you're right. It doesn't matter if it's on the boardwalk, if it's on Pacific Avenue, if it's on Arctic Avenue, if it's on Absecon Boulevard, if it's on the Black Horse Pike, if it's in anywhere in Atlantic County. We address the issues that come up and take them one at a time, and through the connections we make at these meetings, we get things done. And you know, that's our motto, and that's our creed, and that's what we try to do. And you're right, it goes well beyond the boardwalk. The boardwalk just happens to be the name of the committee.
You
and we meet on the boardwalk.
Well, then that's a good point. Well, where else are you going to meet?